JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Talk to me about confidence. We got any?
excuse me.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, shall we start again? You want to go back to bed?
Well, I had an early night last night, Mike, and it still hasn't helped my throat. We'll get through, though. We'll bust on through. I wanted to circle back to Wednesday and look at the release of the preliminary results of the ANZ Business Outlook. So, because really the cause celebre of the business outlook is inflation and rising costs. And I've said it before, Mike, and I will reiterate it. Winter is coming, and it's bringing inflation with it. On the headline preliminary number, business confidence fell 2 points. I'm not going to dwell on that too much. It's still in a pretty robust place, and up to sort of this, it's been moving in the right direction. The people's own activity, better correlation with growth for that one, that's up 2 points. But where the survey really gets interesting is in the response to costs and inflation pressures. So get this number. A net 85.6% of respondents are expecting higher costs ahead. You know, from the point of view of a survey, Mike, that's almost universal. And the lead on from that is 62.8, let's call that two-thirds, okay, of respondents intend to raise prices. Now, this type of outlook, when you get those type of numbers, it becomes almost self-fulfilling. And that 62.8 is the highest level that particular response has ever been. And before this year, the highest response level to that question was 47.4. So these are pretty extreme numbers. Inflation expectations are sitting at 2.33%. That's creeping up as well, above the RBNZ midpoint. The retail sector has expectations higher than almost any other sector. So I just want to reiterate that point. This is almost universal now. Now, two quick asides to this. US CPI of night, core CPI for the last 3 months, annualized, 5.2%. That's the fastest we've seen that since 1991. So it's not just a local phenomenon. And I just had to throw this in there. Somebody forwarded me an email yesterday that they just received from WaterCare. So this is water, Mike. Pretty basic necessity. Water and wastewater charges will rise by 7% on 1 July 2021. 7%. So the real question, Mike, is, you know, we know this inflation is coming. The real question is, how long does the inflation impulse last? Because, you know, you get one leap. Inflation's about consistently rising numbers. So is this just a one-off? Is it transitory, or does it last, or have we got something that's got a longer burn on it?
And that's what you that's when you bring in the old interest rates and the RB, but that's for another day. Mind you, having said all of that, geez, we were out there, we're spending, the wallets are open.
We're parting with plastic like it's 1999, Mike. So what's happening with the spending? Prices are going up. How are we responding? Well, we're still out there. Cha-ching! You may recall that quarter one retail sale numbers were pretty strong and prompted me to comment that quarter one GDP expectation numbers may get revised upward. Well, we've got May electronic card spending, and it's surprised to the upside. Kelsa, please. New Zealand consumer looks to be in very perky shape, and it's possible that higher retail prices could be a factor here. We need to dive down into that a little bit more. You're seeing broad-based spending. For the record, retail electronic card spending rose a seasonally adjusted 2.3% in May 2021. That's from April 2021. Comparisons with last year are completely nonsensical, so we won't do that. But if we compare 2021 with May 2019, 11.1% higher. So these are really bigger numbers. Follows strong April numbers as well. Consumables at 1.8%, durables up 2.4%, apparel at 5.2%. Motor vehicles, Mike, spending on motor vehicles up 6.1%.
Yep, they're good numbers. Well, speaking of which, what are the others?
What have we got? We've got the Dow Jones, 34,554, up 107 points. S&P 500, 4244, up 25 points. And the NASDAQ, 14,016, 104 points. So a bit of inflation, not hurting the US indices overnight. 7088 on the FTSE 100, up 7. The Nikkei, 28958, up 98. Shanghai Composite, 36101, up 19, 0.5% gain there. The ASX 200, 7302, up 32 yesterday. The NZX 50, we lost 48 points, 0.39%, closing at 12,518. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar will buy you 0.7199 US, 0.9281 Aussie, 0.5913 euro, 0.5080 pounds, 78.78 Japanese yen, gold $1,894.72, Brent crude $72.47.
Fabulous stuff. And for that throat, three glasses of Mount Difficulty and call me on Monday. You have a good one, Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.